Okay, we're up to Perek of Ches. Before we begin Perek of Ches, there's one Medrash or Gemara and the Perek of Zayin. Let's go back to the last Pasuk, Perek of Zayin. Perek of Zayin.
Good morning.
Okay. At the very end of Perek of Zayin, we were listing all of David's cabinet members, his officers, general, his advisors, and we listed in the Pasuk, let's see, Pasuk Chalam Gimel, V'achi Seifel Yoyetz LaMelech, Achi Seifel was David's advisor, V'chushai Ho'arki Rea LaMelech, was a friend, we discussed this last week, and then we come to the next list of people, the Achari Achi Teufel, which means after Achi Teufel died, who is he replaced by? Yehoyada ben Binayahu. Then came after Yehoyada ben Yehoyada died, the Eviasar, he became the advisor, period. So we have really a list of three advisors. Achitofel, Yehoyada, Eviasar. Achitofel I don't think he was a kohen, he was just one of David's advisors. Yehoyada, we know, was a kohen. He was not the kohen gadol. He was a Gibor, one of David's Giborim. In fact, he was one the leader of the Giborim Shel David. And Eviasar, we are aware, was one of the Kohanim Gedolim that served during the tenure of David. And then the Pasuk says, Vesartzev, what?
He was the one who shuffled David in his day in Noah.
He was the one who gave David the Lechem upon him, gave him a sword. He was the one that assisted. And then it comes to the Vesar Hatzva Lamelech Yad. Now let me read you this Gemara Masechta Brachos. This is Staf Gimel, beginning of Masechta Brachos. So even if you just started Daf Yomi, you probably know this Gemara well. So let me read. Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasidah Kinor Hayil Tod Lamala Mimitaser Shel David. Okay, this David had a Kinor. The Kevin Shagiyah Chatzos Halayla Baruch Tzefanis Vina Shevespa when Chatzos arrived, the wind blew on the kino, Dov woke up, Umnagin, Me'elov, the kino would play by itself. Miyot Hoyoi made a voice to Torah, immediately Dov would learn Torah, Ash Olam and Ashachar until the morning. So Dov learned, David was woken up by an alarm clock, a high tech alarm clock that woke when the kino played by itself in the middle of the night. He woke up, he learned Torah until Alois Ashachar, Kevin Shalom and Ashachar, Nichnesu Chachme Yishletzla, Amrullah Adunenu Hamelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnas. Who does not know this expression? Amcha Yisrael, they came to David in the morning, they complained that the people do not have parnasa. There are not enough jobs out there. Amalohem Luchuv, Hispanusu, Zemizes, so everyone should do business with each other. So Amrulod, Ein Hakoimetz Masbias, Sari, the amount of business that we can generate internally is not enough to support Klal Yisrael. Everyone has a job, one put a Malamed and a Sefer, and what?
GNP,
what does that stand for? Okay. There's not enough to make parnasa internally, so therefore we have to go and make parnasa from outside sources. So he said, this very difficult statement. So he said, Ein habar mismalei, ein hakoimetz masbi esari. The koimetz means a small amount of meat cannot satisfy a lion. Ein habar mismalei michul yosa. A bar, if you dig a pit, you dig a hole in the ground, and you remove earth from the ground, then you take that same earth that you have removed, and you try to fill back the pit will not be filled up. When you remove earth from the ground, it crushes the earth, it crushes the earth that you remove, and there's no way you can fill up the hole with the same earth that you remove. So what are we going to do? So David goes on to say, Amalohim, if that's the case, Lechuv ufishtu yideichem bagedud, go to war. Okay, that is a very difficult Gemara. Just because you cannot make parnasa, what right do you have to go to war, which can lead to death and suffering? Okay, but that's...
But that time, that does spur the economy. Right.
Okay, but so what? Just because you want to spur the economy, is that a reason to bring pain and suffering to the world? Okay, it's not that itself is subject to much discussion, what exactly the Gemara means. So right now, that's not our focus. Let's put that aside. It's a very, very difficult piece of Gemara. what that means. Miyad, right away. So here's the part that we need. That's why I'm quoting this. Miyad. So right now, the decision, why can I say that word? The decision has been made to go to war. So how do they go about war? Here we go. Miyad yoyatzim b'Achitofel. The first thing is they ask Achitofel how he's the advisor, strategy, plan. Give us a battle plan. Classified information, battle plan. Afterwards, v'nimlochim b'Sanhedrin, the next step is they ask the after the battle plan is presented, they go to the Sanhedrin and they present it for approval. If it's mutar al pi halacha to follow out, to carry out this plan. Just because you go to war, there are laws of war. You just can't do whatever you want. You have to follow halacha. The battle plan has been drawn up by Achitofel, the chief advisor. It's now been presented to Binayahu ben Yehoyada, who was the Rosh Sanhedrin. Then, after they give their approval, the Sanhedrin gives their approval, al pi halacha it's mutter, v'she'alin bu'urim v'sumin. And they then ask the Urim v'Sumim, they go to the Kohen Gadol, Eviasar, who is in charge of the Urim v'Tumim, and they ask, will we succeed just because we have a good battle plan? And according to the Halacha, it is permitted. Who says that we will succeed? It's Kedai, it's worthy to implement this plan. So they consult with the Urim v'Tumim, and the letters light up, and Hashem says, fight or yes or no, go or do not go. And after that, after the Urim v'Tumim say go, you're going to succeed, then they go out and they give the command to the general. Who's the general? Yoav, to go and enter the battlefield. Amar Rav Yosef Micro, what's the source for this seder, this procedure? That first, al pi derech hateva, there is a battle plan, and then there has to be a consultation with the Sanhedrin if it's permitted, and then there has to be siyata d'shmai. We have to know that will we succeed? Is it worthy to engage in such a plan? And then we need to implement the plan through the military. It's the pasuk here at the very end of Perek of Zayin and Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Pasuk the Ksivit says, "V'achrei achi soifel b'noyahu ben Yehoyada." After Achitofel, so the Gemara is learning the pasuk not like the way we learned in the Mesudas and the Mefarsh. Not that after Achitofel died, a young man, 33 years old. He was replaced by Binayahu, and then when Binayahu died, he was replaced by Eviasar. That's not the way the Gemara learns Rosh Hashanah pasuk. The Gemara assumes they're all alive. They're all alive together. And the pasuk is telling us, Achitofel, after the plan has been drawn up, Binayahu ben Yehoyada. The Eviasar, Sar Hatzava, La Melech Yoav. So the Gemara explains, Achitofel, Ze Yoyetz. He is the advisor. The Chenom, it says in the pasuk, V'atzas Achitofel asher yotz bayamim ohem kasher yishal ish bedvar hu elokim. His advice, it was as if you got advice directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a brilliant advisor. And then comes Binayahu ben Yehoyada, Zeh Sanhedrin. He was the Rosh Sanhedrin. The Eviasar, Elu Urim v'Sumim. Just because the Sanhedrin says it's mutar does not mean it's a good idea. You need the Urim v'Sumim to tell us what Hashem is thinking. V'cheinu Omer, Ubinayahu ben Yehoyada al Akresi al Aplesi. V'lam nikra shmam Binayahu ben Yehoyada was al Akresi al Aplesi. V'lam nikra shmam Kresi Aplesi. Kresi shekarsim shechaitchim divrayim. Aplesi shemuflohim b'divrayim. Shenasibifim muflokim. The Binayahu, and I'm not exactly sure what he's doing over here. He's quoting over here Binayahu ben Yehoyada for the crazy place when we're referring to Eviasar. But the Gemara there says Eviasar refers to he was the Kohen Gadol in charge of the crazy place, in charge of the Urim v'Tumim, which would illuminate secret things. And the Achar Kach, Sar Tzva Lamelech Yoav, they would then engage in war. So it's a beautiful pasuk telling us the four step process for the rules of war.
How did they decide who to go to war against?
Well, that's Eviasar. Just for fun. Obviously. They play risk. They play risk, and whoever, you know, whoever is the last country left on the board, that's the one we go to war against. Okay, but this is a four-step process. The four major partners in war: Achitofel,
Binoyahu, Evyasar, and Yoyav.
What?
I told you, Rashi learns one dot. I mentioned that. I told you that this is the Gemara is learning not like the Pshat. They're ayin punning the Torah. The Gemara is more of a midrashic approach to the pasuk. The simple Pshat is Evyos, Achitofel was David's chief advisor, but Achitofel died early in David's Malchus. Who was he replaced by? By Binoyahu ben Yehoyada. At some point in time, Binoyahu died. Who was he replaced by? Evyasa. That is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's Pshat. Acharav. Afterwards. The Gemara has a different flavor, a different dimension of interpretation of Drush. It's a very beautiful interpretation. And also, the Musar, this Gemara is quoted often, this Chazal is quoted often to emphasize the Urim V'Tumim. That although something is a great idea, Achitofel's counsel was as if he was speaking directly to Hashem, and the Sanhedrin, all 70 members of Sanhedrin stamped their approval that it's mutter, 100% mutter. It doesn't mean it's a good idea, because they had to go to Evyasar. They had to ask the Urim Betumim, we have a plan, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, this is the ultimate, the most brilliant plan, it's foolproof, our plan, and it's mutter. This is the right thing to do. Das Torah. The Sanhedrin says you can do it. They tell you you can do it. But just because it's a... What? So that's the Musar Haskel. That just because it's a good idea, and it's a good plan, and it's permitted in Halacha, does not mean it's the right thing to do.
That's Should have they asked?
So yes, they should first ask the Urim Betumim. So that itself is a very powerful lesson. Seemingly not. You're making a very good point that you can't ask the Urim Betumim vague questions. Because if you're going to go to the Urim Betumim first, maybe it's ridiculous. Maybe it's not a viable plan. You're outnumbered. It's just not, you don't have enough soldiers, you don't have enough resources. It's not a good idea to begin with. And maybe it's not mutter according to halacha. You don't waste, you don't abuse the Urim V'tumim for something which may be shaloi kedin, shaloi kehalacha, or may be a foolish idea. The Urim V'tumim is only, when you consult with the Urim V'tumim, you're using up your merits, so to speak, in a certain way. A person only has that many zuchusim, klaish only has that many merits where they can lifeline. Like, right, the lifelines? You only have three lifelines. It's Termi Sinai. Three lifelines. You know what I'm talking about here? What? What?
The question of whether it's halakhically permitted,
yes,
is a more important question than will you be successful, comes first.
Right, well, why saying, well, so he is there. Why go through these steps? Exactly. Since the ultimate veto power, he's making a very good point, since the ultimate veto power lies in the Urim V'Tumim, so let's go to the Urim V'Tumim first. The answer is, you don't do that. It's not the way you deal with Hashem. You come to Hashem after you have a plan. I have a plan, I know that it's mutter, it's not Derech Eretz. It's not Derech Eretz to first go and use a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a sounding board. Maybe yeah, maybe not. That's not the Ribbono. Ribbono Shalom is serious. You first have a plan. Is it a viable plan? Is it mutar according to halacha? Now you present it to Hashem.
That's where
you start. Right. Okay. I don't know the shtal here. I don't think. But then afterwards, you need Yoav. You need the general. He just can't be samech al hanes. You have to actually go out to battle to implement the plan.
More times you delay, you maybe decide not to go to war after all. You know what I mean? It's like delaying tactics.
Yeah, okay.
Think about it more carefully.
But this is a very powerful Gemara, and there's a lot to learn from the Gemara. It's all based, rooted in this pasuk at the end of Perikov Zayin. Now we begin Perikov Ches. Vayakel David is called Sarah Yisrael. David now, and then we're pretty much at this point finished with the names. Okay, it's quite an accomplishment. We've gone from the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim and the Levim, and the divisions of Klal Yisrael, and their various functions and the leaders, the name is now going to go into a more of a narrative, telling us what happened at the end of his life, how he transferred the Malchus to his son, and then Divrei Hayamim Beis will tell us what happened throughout the 410 years of the Bayis Rishon. So first, David here is very old, he's on his deathbed. Pretty much that's how Mepharshim explain this parak. He's on his deathbed, and now he is making it publicly known that Shlomo, his son, should be his successor. David had many children, and David insisted that Shlomo be his successor. Vayakel David, he did this in public by gathering as kol sarei Yisrael, all the princes. I guess I refer to people that we mentioned in the previous parak, all those names of the people, the 12 shvatim. They were sarim, they were princes. Sarei, so that's the sarei hashvatim. The sarei, so I guess, refers to the division heads, the 12 divisions. Each division was headed by a sar, so seemingly called sarei Yisrael. Then we have the sarei hashvatim. Then we have the sarei Hamachlikos, Hamishar Semes, and I'll take it back. The Sarei Yisrael must have been the generals, so it must have been the distinguished people. What does the Mitzudah say? Does not say. What does Rashi say? Rashi, Sarei Yisrael, Rashi says, Elu Hasodim, Sarei Shvatim, Kidosiv, Yashifte Yisrael, Ruveni. These are the Sarim, but the Sarei Hamachlikos. Okay, it's not, I don't know, because the Sarei Hamachlikos, Eilu Yudbez, Machlikos Shel Melech. Okay, I'm not sure what Rashi means, yep.
Sarei Yisrael means Sarei Hashvatim, in other words, it's a heading, Sarei Yisrael, which is made up
of the Sarei Hashvatim. I'm not sure. Okay, I don't remember having. I don't know what Rashi is referring to here. Rashi, Elu Hasadim, Sorry Shvatim, Kidachsev. Elu Hasadim, Sorry Shvatim, Kidachsev. Yal Shifte Yisrael, Leruveni. But that's what the pasuk says. Sorry Hashvatim. So you want to suggest that the pasuk is coming to explain itself? First, it says the Sorry Yisrael. Who are the Sorry Yisrael? The pasuk explains they are the Sorry Hashvatim. That's what you want to suggest. Okay, that's what Rashi is trying to do. Rashi is telling us that the Sorry Shvatim are the Sorry Yisrael. Then we have the Sorry Hamachlikos. We know that Klal Yisrael was divided into 12 divisions, each division 24,000, so each one had a leader. So these are the Sorei HaMachlikos, HaMisharsim, who served as HaMelech, the Sorei HaAlafim. We learned about the leaders of the thousands, and the leaders were Sorei HaNeos, the Sorei Kol Ruchush U'Mikneh, and all of the people in charge of the king's possessions, his possessions, his assets, and his cattle, LaMelech, for the king, Ulovanov, Im HaSarisim, together with the officers, the HaGiborim. We learned back in Perek Yud Aleph, all of the Giborim of David, the HaGiborim, L'chol Gibor Choyel, all of the Giborim, every different division of mighty warriors, El David gathered them. Where were they told to appear? El Yerushalayim. They received an official document. You show up in Yerushalayim on this date at this time. They were instructed to arrive. What happened at this point in time? Let's read a few psukim with the Mitzvot Rashi. Pasuk Beis, Vayokam David HaMelech Al Raglav. This is a very curious expression. David stood up Al Raglav. The Gra points out the word Vayokam does not fit with the word Al Raglav. It's Vayamod David HaMelech Al Raglav. The word Vayokam is a much richer word, which has a connotation not that just David physically stood up. David established. David, by standing up and now announcing he was transferring the Malchus to Shlomo and is instructing him to build the Beis HaMikdash, he in a sense was building or laying the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's a much, the word, the Gra points out, V'yokam al-raglav, do not go together. It's not the way the words are used, and therefore it requires us to read deeper, to learn a deeper message in these words. David now is coming to establish a precedent in Klal Yisrael, establish something significant in Klal Yisrael, not just the physical action of standing up from his bed. Vayakam David HaMelech al Raglav. Vayakam, and he said, Shemu'uni achai ve'ami. Listen to me, my brethren and my people. David here is speaking with words of endearment. It's not always normal for a king to say, a tough king to say, my brothers. You call your people your servants. his subjects. David here was humble. He called Klal Yisrael my brethren. Achai v'ami, ani im levavi. He tells them, he gives them some background, that it was within my heart, livno space, menucha la'aron bris Hashem, v'l'hadoim ragle elokeinu, v'hachinoisi, and I have begun livnos. It was my idea. David is telling Klal Yisrael why he has a right to give over, to transfer the Malchus to his son Shlomo. Now this goes back to what we've learned before. We've discussed at great length, and that's mentioned in the Psukim, that the basic idea is that in the Torah, it does not anywhere tell us that there's a need for there to be a bias. Hashem is Kula Ruchni. It's not possible, it's not Hashem's intent was to rest, his Shechina was to rest in an ohel, in a tent. Because the whole world cannot contain the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only a symbol, it's only symbolic. So Hashem's Shechina rests in a tent, and man lives in a palace, in a physical structure. David decided that man needs a little more inspiration, he needs the only way he can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by going to the extreme, and it was David's idea to build for Hashem a palace, a bayis, to upgrade Hashem's residence from an ohel to a bayis. Hashem said to David, I did not ask for this. This is something that I never made and I never required. And you've done something that is amazing, that is beyond what I expected. And in reward for your goodwill and your desire to upgrade my presence to a bayis instead of an ohel, the reward you will receive is that I guarantee the Malchus of Klal Yisrael will remain specifically in your family, in your descendants. Because if not for this, the Malchus would have gone to anyone in Shevet Yehuda. It can very well be that there will be elections. When a king would die, it's not a guarantee that the Malchus would transfer to his children. The Malchus can go to anyone in Shevet Yehuda. But being that you've done this act of kindness towards me, I'm going to reward you that the Malchus will go to your children. And that is exactly what David here is trying to tell Klal Yisrael. I'm going to die. I don't want there to be any fights. The Malchus is going to my son, the one that I select. And no one should dare get up and say, who says that we should give the Malchus to Shlomo? Let's have elections, a little democracy. Hashem, so David is saying, Hashem said no. Hashem, this is the command of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is how it's going to be. And that's what he says over here in this passage. Ani, it was I, not you, not anyone here. It was my idea. Im levavi, livnos, to build base menucha, a bayis, not just a tent, but a base menucha, la aron bris Hashem, for the aron, for the shechina. And this is a theme which the Mepharshim, they focus on. The ikar mokom of the base hamigdash is the aron, because that is where the shechina rests. And that's very significant, because in the bayis sheni there was no aron. So if there was no aron in the bayis sheni really was just a shell. It did not have its, none of the life of the Bayis Sheni was missing, because if the ikur of the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam, everything is just built around the Aron. If there is no Aron, so what's it all about? It's just a make-believe shell. Livno space minuchula Aron bris Hashem v'lahadoim ragle elokeinu, as a footstool of the feet of elokeinu v'hachinoisi livnos. I have begun the process of begilding. I have selected the location. Of course, everything was done al piruach hakodesh, and I have laid the foundation. I have prepared all of the material. I have assigned all of the Kohanim and Levim to their roles. Everything is ready to go. Veho Elokim Amali, although I have begun, Hashem said to me that I cannot complete this project. Amali lo sivne bayis l'shmi, you cannot be the one that will build the building. Ki ish milchamos ata v'damim shafachta. Now nowhere in Tanakh do we have this where Hashem actually said these words to David. We don't find this. And we don't even find the Navi telling this to David. All we find is, you cannot build. However, if David's saying that Hashem said this to me, it must be there was some conversation that is not recorded in Sefer Shmuel Melachim or or Divrei Hayamim, or Hashem did speak to David directly, or through Nasan or God, telling David that you are not going to be the one that's going to, because of this reason, because you're a man of war, and your hands are full of blood, v'damim shafachta, you have spilled much blood. Pasuk Daled, v'yivchar Hashem Elokei Yisrael bi mikol beis avi, Hashem selected me, my entire family, lios l'melech al Yisrael li'olam, forever. Okay, that's the key word. The key word is le'olam. It's going to be in my family. No one should come along now when I die and start saying that we should give the malchus to someone else. Ki v'yehuda bochar l'nagid, because among the shevet Yehuda lo yaser shevet mihudu michoikek mibein raglav, Hashem has selected l'nagid as a prince, uveves Yehuda, and in shevet Yehuda, that is mentioned in Chumash Bereishis, Parshas Vayichi, Veis Yehuda, Beis Ovi. It was my father's family that was selected. Yishai, Uvivnei Ovi, and among my brothers, David had seven brothers. He was the eighth. B, it was me who Ratza Hashem wanted Lahamlich to anoint king Al Kol Yisrael. Umikol Bonai, Ki Rabim Bonim. Nosan Li Hashem. David said, I have a lot of children. Make no mistake about it. I have a lot of children. We don't even know. We know we had David had 18 wives. So we have a record of some of the children. We don't, but certainly there were more children than are actually mentioned in Tanakh. We once discussed that in the beginning of Sefer Divrei Hayamim, exactly what David's children that I mentioned. Now here he says something very important. Hashem has selected Bishlomo v'ni l'sheves al kisei malchus Hashem al Yisrael, to sit on the throne of the malchus Hashem al Yisrael. So David here is putting all humility aside. He starts out very, very humble, my brethren, my nation. But when he gets down, he's very tough. He tells them, let's make no mistake, I'm the king. Don't make any mistake about that. And it's me who Hashem selected. And Hashem has extended my malchus by selecting my son, Shlomo. David obviously is anticipating that when he dies, all Gehenim is going to break loose. That's only Hashem has selected. Vayivch, Hashem has selected Shlomo. David senses, obviously from his very strong, harsh words, making it clear who's the king, who's going to be the successor. Obviously, people, everyone has ideas. If things, what?
This differs from Malachim. It wasn't until Bathsheba came and said
that already happened. This not doesn't differ. That already happened. That, but now David. But even though David already anointed Shlomo before. But now, as he's about to die, he does it again. Because people shouldn't say, David was alive. He's making it extremely clear. This is not the first time. This appears to be the second time. He's now about to die. And he's making it very clear he wants his son Shlomo. Kivar Ratz Lahamlech Al Yisrael. Next pasuk Vav. Vayomeli. Hashem said to me, Shlomo Vincha, Shlomo your son, who Yivne Veisi will build my house. Vachatzero, so my courtyards. Kivacharti Vo Li Levain. Hashem is speaking. I have selected him to me as a son. Vani love, I will beat him as a father. I will establish his malchus forever. However, imyechazak, it's conditional. Okay, so here we have over here something very important. He has to go in the ways of Hashem. If Shlomo HaMelech is going to abandon Hashem, he's going to worship Avodah Zarah, then Hashem is basically saying, then he violates the condition, and the malchus will be given to someone else. Imyechazak, if he will take hold and be strong, if he will be strong to observe my mitzvahs like minutes, like today. V'yatar now, le'nechol Yisrael kahal Hashem, in the presence of the entire Klal Yisrael, all of Yisrael, the assembly of Hashem, uva oznei elokeinu, and in the ears, Hashem is also witness to him about to say now, shimru v'dirshu, guard and seek kol mitzvahs Hashem elokeichem, l'man tirshu es ha'aretz, so that you will inherit the land, ha'toiva, v'nchaltem levnechem achaychem ha'olam, and you will possess the land, and you will bequeath the land to your children forever. Pasuk tes, v'yato, and you, Shlomo v'ni, da es elokei avicha. David here is after he tells Klal Yisrael, he warns Klal Yisrael, you better make sure that you guard and you seek. Two words in the previous pasuk, Shimu V'dirshu, And in order to succeed in remaining in possession of the land and bequeathing it to your children, he now publicly instructs the son Shlomo, V'ni da es alkei avicho, know the God of your father, v'avdeyu, serve him, belev shalem, with a full heart, v'nevesh chafetza, and a neshama that wants to be a doyresh. Seeker Hashem, ki cholov avos doyresh Hashem, Hashem seeks all the hearts of people. The desire of man, Hashem knows. If you will seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will find him. But watch out. If you abandon Hashem, he will reject you. It's a very powerful word.
Was he forecasting what happened?
No, he's not forecasting. He's giving him a warning. He's giving him a warning. He's just warning him publicly. He's publicly warning his son Shlomo HaMelech that if you will observe, you will see it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is Derish. Hashem knows all of your thoughts, all of your passions, all of your desires. And if you will seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you will find him. Yimatzilach. He will be found to you. If you will seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be found to you. And you will succeed. And if you abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will abandon you forever. Re'ei. Well, I wouldn't say that.
Shlomo was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu at the end in Malachim, no?
What? He was
told in Malachim, I'm taking away all the Shvatim from you. Whether you want Shabbos.
No, that was Rechavim. That was.
Shlomo was told that. Shlomo was told that before Rechavim, Yeravim went to Mitzrayim.
Okay, I don't remember. Okay, it could be. I don't remember. But Shlomo, at one point, he was deposed by Ashmedai, but he came back. He returned to his Malchus. It says in the past that he worshipped his wives, led him astray. They led him astray. He worshipped idols, and he had problems. But he did tshuva. He did not in his lifetime. He did not go all the way off the deep end.
It didn't help.
He's established.
Makes a point. It was only the Darshir Yeshuot that got him back.
One of the kings, they wanted to say there's a melech that has no chelik in Elam Haba. It was Shlomo. Shlomo is a very complex person. It's a very complex person. It's not for us to judge him on his madrega, but there are conflicting messages we get from Shlomo. On the one hand, he was a tzaddik yisod olam. On the other hand, they were very extremely minor, super magnified imperfections that Chazal pick up on and criticize. Okay, but let's see.
Finally approved and chosen.
Yes.
But yet they established Bechira Chavshi.
Of course.
In other words,
everyone has Bechira Chavshi.
Yeah.
And David made it conditional. David said that you will only succeed. He makes it very conditional. Hashem said, Im Yechazak Lasos Mitzvosai. You'll only succeed if you take hold of Hashem's mitzvos. If you stray, then you will fail. Okay, plus the Gula, what we pass in this section? Re'ei si ato now, ki Hashem bochar b'cho, Hashem has selected you, my son, livnos bayis, to build a bayis, la migdosh, for Hashem's sanctuary, for Hashem's resting place. Chazak, my son Shlomo, you're only 12 years old, be strong, vasei, be strong, and proceed to build the Beis Hashem. So in this section, David HaMelech is calling together the entire Klal Yisrael. He stands up, and he tells them, I'm selecting my son, I am the king, make no mistake, I'm selecting Shlomo as my successor, Hashem has selected him, I'm warning you, and I'm warning him in public, that the only way this will work is if you continue to observe Hashem's mitzvahs. Okay, there are a number of things. First of all, let me focus on this right away because it's not in the Rashi and the Farsh. Well, it says here when David instructs his son Shlomo Pasuk Tes, there's a very powerful word, and it's subject to much discussion. V'ata Pasuk Tes Shlomo v'ni da es Elokei Avicha. No, you shall know about the God Elokei Avicha. Now, what does the word da mean? So this is a famous Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam and Sefer Mor Nevuchim says that a person, every individual has an obligation, I don't know if every person, but certainly Shlomo on his level, to engage in philosophy until you reach the logical conclusion that there is a creator. Why does the average person living today among Klal Yisrael believe in Hashem? The average reason, and this is the only reason that really works, is faith, emunah. Can the average person prove that there is a God? No. The average person, if you take him into a room, you sit down with him and you tell him, prove to me, why are you religious? Why are you observant? Because there's a creator, and the creator gave us the Torah. And the Torah tells us to behave in a certain way, to do certain things, and not do certain things. Prove it to me. I want you to prove, let us engage in a philosophical debate until we come to a conclusion, a clear conclusion. You can put that on paper that there is a God. So can the average person do that? Probably not. Is he obligated to do it? So here the Rambam takes this pasuk. Yes. Especially if you have a mind where you can do, where you are, have that capability. And of course, Shlomo HaMelech is the Chacham Mikol Adam. Shlomo HaMelech here is being instructed to delve into the mysteries of this world until he reaches a logical awareness that there is a God. Irrespective of what his father taught him, what his grandfather taught him, the way they lived, what Avraham taught, forget about it. Da. The word da means know. To know. How do you know? What does it mean to know? It means study. Study nature. Study society. Study yourself. Do whatever it takes to logically come to the conclusion that there is a God. Now, that's a very dangerous statement. Because obviously, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the faint of heart.
And may not get there.
And not everyone has the capability, has the brains, has the mind to do. However, the Rambam says that's ideally what a person should do, and it comes from this pasuk. On the other hand, many commentators disagree. They strongly disagree. They say that's not what Hashem wants from you. There's no obligation. And when it says da does not be taken literally to know through a debate. Da means to believe. Da means faith. It's not a literal translation. No. Da means have faith. You have to have faith. You've been taught by your father that there's a creator. Your father has been taught by his father. And this goes back to Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Klal Yisrael. That was the ultimate moment of awareness. And all we need to do in this world is develop our emunah, our faith. And of course, the higher you, the more you work on your spiritual level, the faith becomes very easy. You could actually feel it. You can sense it. You know it. You know it is a different type of knowing. Okay, every person in their life here has multiple experiences where you've seen the Yad Hashem. There's no question about it when it comes to Shidduchim, when it comes to children and Parnassa and all different types of events in life. You know it. Prove it. I can't prove it because this is a coincidence, that's a coincidence. You can't prove it, but you know it. That type of knowing, it's knowing.
Yes.
But it's not a scientific knowledge.
Yes.
It's not something you can put in a textbook, 1 + 1 = 2. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't, we know.
So why would that be a requirement?
What do you mean? Well, because that's the machlokas, the Rambam and other Rishonim, how to translate the word da.
He's a rationalist.
Is da mean with science, da, put aside any feeling of faith? Or no, da means I know it, I really know it, but I can't prove it because my set of rules are not the same as yours.
The average person can't arrive at that. When you're using the term the average person,
the average person does
to arrive at that.
Does that's the problem. That's the problem with the Rambam. And furthermore, then if a person will even try, unfortunately, he can go off the derech. He can go down the wrong path and wind up
rationalism,
right?
And that's
right. So it's a fascinating pasuk, really. Just to emphasize and to reflect on this pasuk, it just kedai. What does this pasuk mean? David is telling over here his son Shlomo, da es Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? Da. That literally means you take a course in college and it's science and you can prove on paper. That's the way it is. According to many Rishonim, that can't be the pshat. That can't be the pshat. It has
to be.
It has to be more. Okay, so what does that mean? So okay, I guess is all tied into this question. Okay, but this is the part that's cited. Now, I think the Radak, okay, I have to Google the Radak, but I think the Radak and the Mitsudos, they have a compromise. They compromise, and they say, if you look carefully at the pasuk, there are two expressions. There's Elokei Avicha. Elokei Avicha, just take those words along. Elokei Avicha. That is an expression which connotes faith. The God of your father. I don't know about this God. I just thought it was my father. If it was good enough for my father, it's good enough for me. The words Elokei Avicha have a connotation of faith. Da literally really fits along with the words of the Rambam that it has to be scientific knowledge. So they make a pshara and they say a person, the ideal is the Rambam. If a person can ever get there, until you reach that moment in time in your life, it may take you 100 years, you may never reach it, but until you reach the Da, you have still an obligation to serve Hashem out of faith of Elokei Avicha. So don't exempt yourself from believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you've not yet reached the Da. In the meantime, you have to focus on the Elokei Avicha. So it's a combination, it's a very unique blend. Da es Elokei Avicha. I don't need the Avicha. Da Elokecha. Know your God. What's Elokei Avicha? Avicha's faith. The answer is you have to have both. There's a Madrega of Da, and there's a Madrega of Elokei Avicha. Don't patter yourself just because you don't have the Da. Okay, that's one issue. We'll see the Rashi in the one moment again, and before we sit inside. Okay, another issue before we go into the Psukim is this, that David, Vayakam, the Pasuk Beis, Vayakam, David, HaMelech, al-Raglav, he got up. Why did he have to get up? David, HaMelech, what is it necessary for him to stand?
Despite being so sick, he was able
right,
to
so the that. So one of the answers given that this was an incredible miracle. David was deathly ill. David here was at the very end of his life, and the fact that he was able to stand on his feet was just, it was a nace. According to the Medrash, it was a miracle, a supernatural recovery, and people took this as a sign. It also added to the authenticity or the legitimacy, the authority and the legitimacy of Shlomo. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in David HaMelech's supernatural koichos, where at this point where he was the regular person would have died, and not only did he not die at this moment in time, he was able to get off his bed, stand up, and they give this speech and appoint Shlomo, that showed the world saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his stamp of approval on David's actions. Now why was David so deathly ill? So according to one of the Mefarshim, the Medrash says that David was fasting for 13 years to do tshuva for the chait of Bathsheba. This was the aftermath. His illness was all part of the aftermath of the chait of David and Bathsheba. Oh, but Chazal say kol omer David chata ena latoya. No, that's a good question. Whoever said David was sinned,
he made it.
David obviously felt that he sinned. David was fasting doing tshuva for 13 years to the point where he was so weak he could not even stand up, and he needed to have supernatural koichos to stand up. Okay, now let's read the mitzudos and the rashis until this point. Let's see the mitzudos very quickly. We have the pasuk al hamishar. So David, he gathered to all of his servants. Chayzuchu al hamachlokos. So according to the Mitzudos appears to learn, not like Rashi. The Mitzudos appears to learn by saying Choyzer, when it says in the beginning the Sore Yisroel, according to the Mitzudos it appears that refers to the division heads. And then when he says again the Sore Hamachlokos, the Mitzudos says he's Choyzer Hu Al Hamachlokos. So that seems that there's a repetition. For some reason he's repeating the names of he's referring to these 12 division heads twice in this pasuk. Uluchol gibor yichayil kav ladavar loymar sheish lo nedar mikol hagiborim. The reason why this is repeated is because to make it clear that every single person that was important, who's who, anyone that was in the who's who of David's people was present at this gathering. Pasuk beis al raglav ko'omer Im ki toshash koichoi, although David was extremely weak. Bavur hazikna im kol ze his chazek lamed laraglav lechvod tzar Yisrael hanasaf malav. He stood in their honor. Im levavi livnos, im levavi choy livnos bayis. V'gam hachinos to kolam mitzdarich la. It was within my heart to build a base hamigdash, and indeed I have begun the process. I laid the foundation. I designated the makom. I collected the money. I put appointed all of the people in their positions. Everything has been done. All I need you, my son Shlomo, to do is to put it together. It's like you buy a set in the store, just assembled pieces. Pasta gimel. V'damim shafachto. L'chein. What?
Distinct.
70 years old.
He's 69.
I guess so. Well, due to his illness, yeah. V'damim shafachto. Hashem told David, you may not build because you have spilled much blood. Before he's giving a drush, he's saying, why is David, just because David spilled blood, so what? Why is that a reason why David cannot build? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Le'sonif aleihem barzel. You're not allowed to use metal tools to cut the mizbeach. Why? Because metal is something which is mekatzer yamav u'shnoisav shel adam, and the mizbeach is marich yamav. David's body is barzel. Since David went and he took away the life of many people, David's essence is barzel, and that's why David may not build the Beis HaMikdash.
The divine calling. He got himself all bloody.
It's not a perfect world, that's right. You can't have everything. That's the Musar Haskel, that you cannot have everything. I remember, I told you once, I took a course in computers. It was a very interesting course, and it's in trade-offs. There's no such thing as having everything. Everything in life is a trade-off. In halacha, in you have to focus on one thing. Something else will definitely suffer.
When David had the first in Divrei Yomim, first time David had this, he went to the Navi, and the Navi came back. I think you would comment to Rabbi that at that point he was not told the reason.
Right, David. We said that today. It doesn't say this anywhere in the pasuk. Exactly. We mentioned that. Yeah. Nowhere do we have a conversation between David and Hashem where Hashem says to David, "David, you spilled blood." The only thing we have is Nasan telling David, Hashem says, you will not build the Beis HaMikdash. No reason is given.
So what is this reason?
So David's saying that Hashem told him. So it was a conversation that's not recorded in Nevi'im.
It's David and HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Yes, that's what it says. David said, Hashem told me, Hashem Omar Li, you may not build because you spill blood. Really? Show me a pasuk in Chumash, in Tanakh. Show me a pasuk in Tanakh where Hashem spoke to David and told David, David, you may not build the Beis HaMikdash because you spilled much blood. You will not find it anywhere. So, but David said, Hashem told me. That's right. Just because everything, that not every conversation between David and Hashem is recorded in Nach. Exactly. Vayivchar ko'imer. So David
very important.
David suspects, this is an amazing insight, what the Mitzvah is telling us. David here is about to die. When a person dies, people, it's a whole new world. People have all these ideas and things, people do things that you never imagined they would do. That the person's not alive. So David is anticipating he's going to die, and people are going to start murmuring. They're going to start saying all these. What are they going to say? Shlomo can be the Melech. I'll prove it to you on paper. Because the same way Hashem rejected David from building the Beis HaMikdash, there's a defect in David. That, because David is an Ish Damin, and David admitted, that defect is such a great defect that his malchus, to his children, cannot continue to serve as kings. We have to have elections. We have to give the malchus to someone else. Maybe we should restore the malchus to Shaul. Maybe we restore to his family, even though that's not from Sheva Yehuda. Or maybe we should give it to another branch of the Yehuda family. Because David himself admitted that he has a defect. And that's why he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. David here is coming very carefully. He's very concerned. After I die, I don't want you to say that. It's true. I have a defect. And for that reason, I can't build the Beis HaMikdash. But that defect does not preclude me and my children from serving as king. There's building the Beis HaMikdash, and there is being the Melech. That's what the Mitzvah is telling us. That is anticipating these problems. Okay, the loy nemasi, just because I have that defect, I have not been rejected by Vurzem and Amalucha, El Nefchart, Elam Koymechai, Hashem selected as a prince, Lias Melech Nizaro, Hashem selected from his seed, from referring from David, Beis Savi, Bochar from Shevet Yehuda, and then from which family in Yehuda? From Yishai, Bochar es Beis Savi, Vayivchar b'Shlomo, Bol Ramesh, Shlo Nasa b'Chet es Bas Sheva. Akiim Hoysa b'Chet Lo Hoye Nivchar Bina L'Malucha. Hoil since Uvan of Mrub V'Yeshem Kein Mila Hamlech Zulasa. So here David is saying another powerful statement. What's going to happen? I'm going to die, and you're going to say, "Okay, we need a new king." But not Shlomo, because Shlomo is the product of David and Bathsheba. That was Bathsheba was his mother. Everyone knows that Shlomo, David married Bathsheba in sin. He caused the death of Uriachiti. Wasn't the proper thing to do. It cannot be that the Melech will be a product of sin. Maybe technically he's not a mamzer, and he's not this, he's not that, but it doesn't look good. It certainly doesn't look good. The politician has to resign over such a exactly a scandal. So a child born out of scandal is not roy to be the melech and Hashem is based on Middash. So David, what?
He's not getting it over. It's like I testify. I'm a sinner, but I want my child.
Oh, a very good question. So he's saying, but Hashem has selected him. Hashem, the Navi, they were prophets. We have no clue how this works. We can even begin to imagine what it was like to have a prophet. They were prophets. There was Nosan HaNavi, there was God, HaChoyza, there was Achimelech, and they were prophets. And they were speaking in the name of Hashem. And when they said that Hashem indeed has put his stamp of approval on Shlomo HaMelech, that's it. Hashem is saying that what? When Hashem rejects someone, when Hashem rejects Shaul, it was taken seriously. This was the real deal. It's not like today, trust me. Today there's no such thing. That's why it's so dangerous, this concept of like we call Das Torah, where you have people that tell you to trust them because I have Das Torah. Take my opinion. And there's no one today alive that you can accept with blind faith. We know that. So David, but this is a different time. This is the time of the prophets. This is the time of the Nevi'im. David is saying, trust me, I have prophets at my side. Achimelech, Nosan, God, Hashem has given, Hashem has spoken, Hashem has I select, and don't come along later on after I die and say that my son Shlomo is illegitimate because he was born through scandal. David is very powerful. What David here is doing, David is anticipating. David is a very wise man. People, you see this throughout history, people who are in power, very powerful positions, and they think that after they die, it's going to be a smooth transition to their successor. And it doesn't go like that. When they die, people have all these different ideas, and there are major fights and there are major divisions. And even when they know there's going to be, they think, okay, there'll be a division, there'll be two branches, and the two turns into four. Turns into five. So David over here is very well aware there are problems. He's addressing every, between the lines, he's addressing every single problem. He's going on record to make it clear, to get commitments from the people. I know the problem. I want you to acknowledge that it's not going to be an issue. And this is what I want it to be. Let's finish up. He's telling the people, I did not marry his mother in sin. Because if I married her in sin, then Hashem would not select Shlomo. I have a lot of other children that I did not marry, that are not part, that have, there are no problems. Hashem says, I have selected, Hashem spoke through the Nevi'im. Now we don't know where Hashem said this. Obviously Hashem said this message through the Nevi'im, that Shlomo is my son. I love him like a son, and I am to him like a father. La'af, lachem la'af ka'avo b'noi, like a father has compassion upon his son. Kayem hazeh, kasha'ato hu mischazik la'asos m'sashem. And then David then says to him, you better be good. You better be good, my son. Just like today, you're a good boy. He's 12 years old. You have not done any sins. He's not yet bar mitzvah. Shlomo was not yet bar mitzvah at this point. So therefore, it's like today, you're not bar mitzvah. You're not responsible for your sins. You better be like this for the rest of your life. He then warns them in front of Klai Yisrael, "What's lema b'fnei kulchem ani mazir eschem lemar." I'm now David now warns Klal Yisrael. Okay, this is very interesting. He talks about himself a lot. He talks about Shlomo, and now he talks about Klal Yisrael. He warns. He issues a very strong warning. You better watch out if you want to continue to possess the land to and bequeath it to your children. You better do two things: shimru v'dirshu. Okay, that's a very nice expression for an organization. Shimru v'dirshu. Guard and seek. Shimru v'dirshu. Roslam b'fnei kolchem ani mazri haschem. Lema shimru v'dirshu. Hashem will be a witness. Hashem will be the witness. Laman tirshu, laman diskaim lochem yush sarvus lahanichel asal levnechem 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 v'chein ad olam. If you want to succeed in remaining in possession of the land, make sure shimru v'dirshu. Da es elokei avicha k'omar. Here is where he says. Here he makes his combination. Chakor besichlecha. The mitzudas here is following the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. He's telling Shlomo, don't trust me. Don't trust me, there is a God. I want you to make an investigation in your seichel, in your intellect. Ladas oso v'im tekatzer haseichel. But let's say you can't reach a conclusion, you can't prove it on paper, you can't prove it scientifically that there is a God, if you can't do it, then im kolzeh, don't worry, you can fall back on faith. Im kolzeh lo tazvenu. Don't abandon Hashem. Ki elokei avichuhu. Usimoch al hakabola. Ki bevadai ho'av ma'amid esbeno al ho'emes. It's unbelievable words what it says here. This pasuk.
If you do the first thing he says, that may get you into trouble, and you'll never get a chance to test the moment.
Well, that's exactly what had done. That's exactly the way the mitzudos, that's exactly what he comes to learn. There are three mahalchim in this pasuk. The mitzudos is a pshara between the two mahalchim. The first mahalch is the Rambam, da, just seichel. The other rishonim say da does not mean seichel. It means emunah, it means knowing through faith, a faithful knowing. And here the mitzudos is making a pshara. Da means through rational knowledge.
But you may not get past that.
That's, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You do the best that you can. It's a process. It does not happen overnight. It's a long process. Is there anyone today that can, anyone today that's on the level to come to Da? I don't think so. Did Einstein come to Da?
They think they got.
A lot of people do try.
They try, okay, they try, but do they ever reach? I don't think they did, because if anyone would have really reached, then the whole world would automatically would follow along. So I don't think anyone has ever reached it, but this... No, of course not. Of course the Goyim try. But the Goyim don't have the backup plan of Elokei Avicha. Elokei Avicha, they don't... Okay, let's see. But this is...
Avigdor Miller
says in the Quran, "In God we trust." He used to say, someone asked him, "Can you take money into the bathroom?" Because it says, "In God we trust." So how can you think of Shem Hashem? So he said, "The God that they're thinking about when they look at the Dalibel is not the God that I know. It's a different God." They have their understanding of God is so different. Their hasaga of God is so different. It's not even Kodesh to take into the bathroom. That's what he said. I don't know if he meant the Lahalacha. Maybe he did. Lahalacha is not so simple. You go into the bathroom to have it exposed. Expose God we trust. A dalibel, not so simple. I don't think every postik is so happy. But you don't have it exposed. It's in your pocket. It's folded up in your wallet. But it's a very powerful statement. The God that they know that's not the God that we know. It's a whole different concept, a whole different world. When money falls on the floor. The Shem Hashem.
Now this pay cash.
And they shred it. They shred the Federal Reserve shreds the old bills.
Cash is king. Serve Hashem from love, not from fear. So the way these words, let me find these words in the pasuk. Ki kol levavos doresh Hashem. Hashem is doresh. Hashem seeks out. Doreshim him lefanov lodas kol ma'abohem. Hashem seeks out to know what is inside of your heart. V'chol yetzer machashavos kol pulos machashavos who made in all of a person's deeds. Hashem knows the reason why you have done everything. Im tidrishenu, if you will seek out Hashem, lahaskil gedulas shemamuso, to seek out His greatness, yimotzei rotzloimar yiftach levav chalodas lavan akolish baruch, He'll give you bracha. If you really want to know, if you want success in coming close to Hashem, you'll get it. They say that all the Bali Musar say that Bisman has in our times when you daven, we daven. It's very hard to get what you want. You daven for parnasa, you daven for all the dvarim gashmiyim. It's a very difficult struggle to be matzliach in your tefillah. But if you mespalel for ruchnius, it's very easy. Test it; it works. Person wants has a hard time learning a daf gemara, and you mespalel Hashem should give you the siyata, the shmai, that you can understand the daf gemara. You'll get it. It's very easy. You mespalel; you should be able to accomplish something in ruchnius. Be able to daven the long Shemana Esrei, be able to concentrate for davening anything which is ruchnius. It's Bali Musar tell us it's very easy. You could accomplish impossible things to the koyach tefillah when your tefillah is for the purpose of ruchnius. Gashmius, you want to make $1 million? You want to make $10? Not so easy. Those gates in our days are pretty much they're shut tight. They can be opened, of course, but ruchnius is very easy, and that's what he's saying over here. He's telling over here that he's giving a bracha. Im tidrishenu, if you'll seek out Hashem, guess what? Yimot selach. Guess what? You'll find it. Oh, but it's impossible. How can I go learn a whole masechta? Impossible. It's impossible. It's right, it is impossible. But in mispalel, and through the koyach tefillah, you'll be able to do it, and you'll look back and you'll say you accomplished the impossible only to koyach tefillah. Let's go further. However, im tazrenu, if you reject Hashem, if you abandon Him, He will reject you forever. So here the Mitzvah adds in a very powerful word. I don't know how he gets this. Im lo, Hashem will reject you. He lightens the takeif of the pasuk. Hashem will only reject you if you don't do tshuva. If you do tshuva, then Hashem will take you back under His wings. You're going to be the one now that's going to build the base. Hamidash will stop here. We'll do the Rashi's tomorrow.